Good evening. This is the 5:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Oliver Norville. The Democratic Labour Party wants government to explain the criteria being used to fill top positions within the public service. The party's second vice president, Walter Maloney, highlighted this as he expressed concern over a memo that was sent from the Director General's office in the Ministry of Public Service to the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs requesting applications for suitable candidates to fill the position of chief technical officer in the Ministry of Transport and Works. Mr. Maloney noted that the memo was sent on July 22nd, but on July 23rd, an internal memo was sent to various departments in the public service seeking qualified candidates to apply. He is concerned about the trend of hiring foreign workers to fill top jobs in Barbados.
The position of Chief Technical Officer at MTW over the last 60 years have always been filled by competent and professional Barbadians. Recently, we have seen a trend where top positions within this government, within the public service, are trending to be filled by persons coming from abroad. I find it difficult that in a country where we spend so much money on education and there is a job being advertised with the qualifications being a degree in engineering, land surveying, architecture, or quality surveying, and not less than 12 years of relevant experience, that you are saying to us there are no persons in this country who are suitable candidates for this position. What are we telling ourselves?
DLP's second vice president, Walter Maloney. The 2024 sugar harvest has hit its target this year. This is according to Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indar Weir. He says while the sugar industry did meet its target of over 1,000 tons of cane, it surpassed expectations for molasses.
We did reach our target of 110,000 tons of cane, which we had always projected would happen. And we have produced more molasses this year. We were on track with everything that we had planned. You know that the sugar harvest came to an end in June. And now we are doing the details in terms of how much molasses will be available, how much sugar will be available, and how do we go forward in planning for the new year. They've already started the negotiations with the private farmers for the new year, and we are already putting plans in place to increase the amount of acreage of sugar cane we're going to have for next crop.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indar Weir. This country's consumer rights body wants businesses in Barbados to undertake measures to ensure its employees know the correct policy for ID verification when their customers use debit and credit cards. Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder, said that they have been made aware that some businesses are insisting that customers produce a form of identification when they are under no obligation to do so.
BSEN understands that some merchants in Barbados are asking customers to show identification when using credit or debit cards, but this practice must comply with the terms and conditions set by the card networks, such as Visa or MasterCard, etc. For example, Visa and MasterCard generally allows merchants to ask for ID, but do not allow them to refuse a transaction solely because a customer refuses to provide ID. As long as the card is signed and the signature matches, the transaction is allowed. Card companies also usually require ID only if the signature is missing from the card or does not match what the customer signs during the checkout.
She urges both customers and merchants to get familiar with the card's network policies.
Credit and debit card transactions are common consumer concerns, but they're not addressed in the Consumer Protection Act. So therefore, both merchants and consumers should be aware of the rules that card networks have in place about when and how identification can be requested. And merchants can set their own policies regarding ID verification, but they must comply with card network rules and with local laws.
Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. Barbadians can expect showery activity next week as the Barbados Met Service is monitoring a disorganized system east of the island. Meteorologist Jonathan Allen tells us more.
The Barbados Meteorological Services is closely monitoring the progress of an area of disorganized convection near 9.5 north, 45 west, about 1,006 miles to the east southeast of Barbados. There are currently no watches or warnings in effect for Barbados associated with this system. On its current track, this feature is expected to pass to the north of Barbados around Wednesday or Thursday next week. As a result, no significant impacts are currently expected. Over the next few days, the forecast environmental conditions do not favor any significant development of the system. Consequently, no direct weather impacts are expected from this feature for Barbados. However, with the system currently tracking to the north of Barbados, a reduction in wind speeds is anticipated. This will result in uncomfortably warm days throughout the week, along with some isolated afternoon shower activity.
Meteorologist Jonathan Allen. And finally, a California wildfire has rapidly expanded, forcing thousands of residents to flee in an area that was devastated by the state's deadliest wildfire 6 years earlier. The Park Fire continued to burn in Northern California on Saturday, with hope that cooler weather could help calm its spread. A total of 4,000 people have evacuated from the towns of Cohasset and Forest Ranch, plus an additional 400 from the small city of Chico. At least 134 structures had so far been destroyed by the fire since it was ignited on Wednesday, when authorities said a man pushed a burning car into a gully in Chico. And that was the 5:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Oliver Norville. Good evening.